You're listening to Allied Health Podcast, talking all things allied health with your hosts, Danielle Whedon, physiotherapist, and Claire Jones, occupational therapist.
This episode of Allied Health Podcast is brought to you by Tender Loving Cuisine, TLC. We're joined by Jack Barker and Maureen Lamello to discuss the benefits of a quality home-delivered meal service, in particular for NDIS, CHSP and HCP funded participants. Jack Barker, CEO, started TLC in 1995 after a personal experience alerted him to the need for a nutritious home-delivered meal service. Jack and Maureen, welcome to Allied Health Podcast.
Thank you, Claire.
My pleasure.
So, Jack, shall we start with where it all began and the story behind TLC?
Certainly. I started business back in 1967 in Canberra, setting up a business management and accounting practice. And from that stage, many years later, I came back to Sydney and found that a radio broadcast had happened with a co-associate who had a serious car accident. And I was quite alarmed at that and found out that he ended up in intensive care at Royal North Shore Hospital. So I renewed my association and found him in a terrible state with his face wired up, and he'd lost about 28% of his brain matter. So as he recovered, I helped him through those stages, providing some meals and some nutrition. So while I was there, I did happen to meet quite a number of the Royal North Shore staff, and indeed a professor there who was looking after my friend Jim, said, "Jack, your service that you're giving for Jim is terrific." And he said, "I've just thought that would be a great service for the hospital to have something that is nutritious and available." And so I sort of took the idea on board and started to work on a new project, which turned out to be Tender Loving Cuisine.
So, Jack, your associate was in rehab at Royal North Shore, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what you started doing was providing him with like additional meals?
Correct, yes. At that stage, it wasn't a formal service of anything. It was just a personal support service. Mm-hmm. But from that, then I just evaluated the market and established an association with P&A Prepared Meals at that time. And they helped develop up a range of meals for me. And that established back in 1995. And we started off with one order and five orders and mm-hmm. so on. But Royal North Shore Hospital, the CEO gave us great support, and we're preparing to provide that information through the discharge planners, through the dietitians and that at Royal North Shore. And we ended up entering an agreement with New South Wales Health, and we still have that agreement on foot. But we then extended the service to all of the public hospitals in the Northern Sydney Area Health Service, as well as the private hospitals. So over the next 5-10 years, we just extended that service through the hospitals and then also through the aged care associated areas, which is when then Maureen came on board with TLC over 20 years ago. She has been our bright star to help build our name and reputation within the various departments.
Yeah. And considering the disability and aged care sectors, what do you see as the main advantages of a meal delivery service, home delivered?
Well, in those days, Claire, we really only had Meals on Wheels, and the government, they were supported by government, so they were the only one that they were promoting through the hospitals. So you had a choice of Meals on Wheels or Meals mm-hmm. on Wheels. But with the introduction at Royal North Shore Hospital, that gave the opportunity for them to consider nutrition and health attributes, which were the features that we built into the system, so that the meals were always delivered after they were discharged from the hospital, not within the hospital. And that's where we became a delivered meal service. And the criteria was that it had to be a home-style tasting meal, so that people would have feel that they enjoy the meal firstly, and then we built in the health attributes, which then helped out diabetics or celiacs and so on. But that's where then Maureen took over and worked through all the hospitals and did the education through dietitians and things.
And I think part of something that we should mention is that safety and hygiene is really an essential part of our production methods. We've got state-of-the-art cooking facilities, and we believe we produce a superior quality home-delivered meal. And as Jack said, it's always been really important to us that it was a home-style appearance and taste, because that's what people are looking for. You know, you get a delivered meal, and we deliver our meals frozen, and I'll go into that. It's been a priority of us for us to be able to have that client be able to heat that meal, open that meal and look at it and think, yeah, that's appetizing. And it looks like a real meal. It looks like a meal that I can put onto a plate and enjoy. So I think that's important, and as I said, a priority. We have qualified chefs that manage the cooking process. We're fully certified under HACCP, the International Food Safety System, and we're fully certified through the Food Authority as well. So it's important to know that that's all in place. And because we have so many referrals coming through the allied health system, through public, private rehab hospitals, it's important for them to know that what we produce is safe for our Asian disability community or anybody that's ordering through us. So that's a really important factor for us. And I think that also it is part of our accreditation is to, when we deliver the meals, we're delivering the meals frozen, and there's a reason behind that. It's part of our HACCP accreditation, but also we have a lot of clients that have memory issues, maybe some vision issues, different things, even physical issues, where if somebody's putting like a cooked chill meal into the fridge, that might have only a 3 or 4 day or maybe a 7 day life expiry and or a best before date. And they often won't remember to look at that. Then meals come in, they go into the fridge, and then all of a sudden they're eating meals that are at the back that are really not suitable for them. So we're very conscious of that vulnerable aspect of our clients, that they need to rely on us, that the meals that they're eating are safe for them to be consumed. So that's important. I think that's an important thing to get across, because we still work very closely with all the allied health departments, because they're often seeing the participants of an NDIS scheme or an aged care client that are vulnerable and need that assistance with nutrition.
Yeah.
Simple answer to add to that is to understand what happens when you're in the freezing process of meals. See, with the meal freezing process, it has to be fast or rapid freezing so that the nature of the ingredients retain their texture. Yeah. If it's slow frozen, it tends to build icicles in the vegetables. But when you get the vegetables fresh from the markets, they're blast frozen so that they retain their texture. Mm. Then again, when they then reheat it, whether it's a day, a month, or 3 months, it's still coming out as if it were just fresh meals and fresh vegetables.
Fresh, yeah.
So that's the benefit of a frozen meal.
Mm. And blast frozen.
And our process means that when you heat that meal, you're not getting a whole lot of watery liquid, you know, on the meal that doesn't look appetizing. It's a particular process to ensure that it looks appetizing for that and for the client, and also the taste is there.
Yeah. You have mentioned your state of the art and safety and hygiene systems. Is there anything to add in terms of how TLC ensures the meals are nutritious?
Well, I think, you know, we go to a lot of trouble to when we're creating meals, firstly, to get an idea of what the market is looking for. And we have to be really careful, because we have clientele that the age group may not be wanting a really hot curry or anything that's too chewy. So we're always looking at, okay, what are the best components? What's going to make that look interesting? What's going to give it a different look to keep up with what people are expecting to eat these days? So we're looking at those aspects. We're looking at different vegetables. We're looking at the combination of vegetables that we're putting together. So people that say, oh, I don't like peas or I don't like beans, we're trying to look at the variety that they can have. We've got a lot of different health attributes that you may be aware of, you know, gluten-free, diabetic-friendly, dairy-free, medically low salt. And when I say that, the dietitians will understand that it's tested, it is lab tested to be under 120 milligrams per 100 grams of sodium. So we don't just say, you know, it's lower salt, which could be lower than the packet of, you know, corn chips next to the, you know, in the supermarket.
Yeah.
No, we test for that. And so we, you know, when we do our testing, those criteria have to be met. So if it says that it's dairy free or if it's gluten free or if it's heart friendly, we're looking at that specifically so people can know that it is a risk-free meal. Yeah. And because of our still strong association with the hospitals, we have to provide that risk-free benefit, which of course is a benefit to our clients. If they don't need to look through all the ingredients, they don't need to check percentages, it's all done for them.
You've done the hard work. And how extensive is the menu?
Well, we've got over 100 menu items. With main meals, soups, desserts, side dishes. I think we cover, you know, a really wide range of items in the menu, and we try and give a little bit of cultural notice as well, where we have meals that may be sort of, an Asian influence or Indian influence. And then we've got a lot of home style sort of favourite meals. I mean, one of our top 10 meals is sausages with onion gravy. They are skinless and they're gluten-free. So, you know, they're a little different to maybe the ones you'd buy in the supermarket. So people that are, you know, I mean, because our purpose has always been to assist people to be able to maintain an independent lifestyle at home, because that's what the majority of our seniors tend to want to do. And that's what the government wants as well. So, you know, we're combining sort of great taste, dietary controls, you know, excellent nutrition and our dedicated customer service from the office to help people to be able to order easily and be supported through that nutrition journey. I guess I can describe it that way. That's really important to us.
Yeah. And do you offer modified meals for people with chewing and swallowing difficulties?
I would say that we did have the category, the S and the modified meals in a couple of the categories. When IDSI came into being, that changed things a little bit. We had to make a decision. We actually had everything that we produce, we had checked by a speech pathologist. Mm-hmm. And she very kindly made some recommendations about, you know, some of the size of the meat in the casseroles, some of the vegetable lengths and things like that. We had to make a bit of a decision as to whether or not we were going to change everything to fit into those categories. But we were getting the indication from clients that from the majority of our clients that liked the look and the feel of our meals, which are generally very soft. You know, we make sure that we use the process to ensure the meats are tender. So we didn't go down the path to change all the meals. What we do have, though, and through the criteria, through the speech pathologist, was that she said, look, these meals are really easy to chew. And she said, you can let people know that they're really easy to chew, because people with any chewing difficulties that they might have had, surgeries or difficulty with missing teeth and things like that, very easy. Even our meals that were classified as S meals, our clients are still actually ordering those meals. We just don't advertise them as S, but we have great success with our soft chew, and we are working also on a pureed range.
Mm. Soft chew is a category, isn't it, Maureen, that you can choose from the website, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So, and that makes it easy. And we have so many of those to choose from. And, you know, we're always happy to provide sample meals to health professionals that might be looking to say, okay, well, I'd like to see what these are actually like, because then if they are thinking about a particular client that is having some difficulties, then they know firsthand, okay, well, this might be suitable for them.
Yeah. How are the meals ordered and delivered?
Okay, well, we deliver, as I said, East Coast and to over 3,200 suburbs along the coast, along those areas. And they majority of our clients do like to order by phone. They like yeah. that communication by phone, so we're happy to do that. We've got a beautiful call centre staff that are very patient and understand the clients that they're working with. So we do it that way. People are happy to call in, or the other thing we can provide, the service we can provide, is that if their memory's not so great and they don't remember when to order, and we do have a lot of clients in that situation, we can put them on our courtesy call list, and it's a terrific service and very popular. And we always ask, for instance, a case manager or an NDIS coordinator if their client does need that assistance with a regular phone call. Mm-hmm. So we can do that. They can email and order in. Some of our clients that may be private clients, they can order online. We have self-managed clients that can also order online. But it's sort of a rounded service where we can support people in the way that suits them best.
Mm-hmm. That's great, Maureen. It gives people that independence of choosing. Like, you've got a few options there to ensure that people have got the independence of choosing which meals they want as well. I think that's really important to have that ownership and control over what you're eating and the choices you're making around your food as well.
And the other thing that we do have, which is a complimentary service, that we have nutritionists on staff here. And if somebody just wants to, you know, make a phone call, and particularly with the NDIS, where a lot of plans don't include dietetics, and sometimes they just have a question to ask about some aspect of the meal, they can contact our nutritionists and they can have a phone chat with them, whether they live in Queensland or Victoria or Sydney, it doesn't matter. And that's quite comforting for them that they can just ask those questions, or our nutritionists can send some extra information to them or their health professional. So that's something we do, because we really try and make the clients feel very supported, but also try and do it from a professional aspect where we're also supporting those health professionals.
So Maureen and Jack, you've mentioned it's pretty simple. What is involved in preparing the meals to eat?
Okay, also very simple, and I think this is probably a big asset for TLC. Essentially, when the meals are delivered, they're delivered frozen, as we've discussed. All they have to do is, when someone's ready to use the meal, they just take it out of the freezer. If they're using the normal oven, they just preheat the oven to 180 degrees. And I always say, you know, just put it on the middle shelf like you would a cake. And about 30 minutes at 180 degrees, they don't need to lift the lid. They don't need to pierce the container. They just take it straight from the freezer into that preheated oven. And then when they take it out, they can run their hand along the bottom of the container. If it's nice and hot all the way across, it's ready to go. They just lift the lid. They can either eat it straight from the container, which is quite safe for them to do, or they can slip it out onto a plate if they prefer and pour a glass of wine. If they're using the microwave method, then again, very simple, straight from the freezer. No need to pierce the lid, no need to lift the lid. Straight into the microwave, about 6 minutes on high for an 800-watt microwave, less if it's a stronger one. On our hard copy menu, which we provide, there are detailed instructions about the heating, so that if anyone's got any concerns about it, it's all really well documented. And there's a brief description on the lidding of the meal as well, just to make it easy. But not having to pierce them, not having to lift lids, it makes it very simple.
Yeah, simple.
And they go straight from the freezer into either the oven or the microwave.
They don't have to defrost it. Mm. If people want to do that, but really the best and safest way is just take it straight from the freezer. There's no concerns about it sitting on the bench. Or the other thing they can do if they prefer, I mean, we've had clients that have spoken to us about, I don't have a microwave and I don't have an oven. How do I do it? And so, you know, it is possible then that they can take it out of the freezer, just leave it in the fridge overnight until it's fully defrosted. Then if they want to use it on the stovetop, mm-hmm. gas or electric, you know, into a pan, and just slip it into the pan, put a lid over it, and then just on a low heat, just heat it through that way. And that's quite acceptable as well. So there's, you know, we can get it heated one way or another. People can enjoy the meal.
I do really like that option of going straight from freezer to oven or microwave. I feel that there's a risk once you get into the cycle of, you know, I gather people are ordering meals in bulk. If some are in the fridge and some are in the freezer, then you can easily lose track of use by dates. It just adds that complexity, doesn't it? I think for some participants, it's a good option just to keep it simple and have meals right, going from freezer to oven or microwave.
And even that there's a little bit of an aspect too of I know with my own dad, who was 93 and used the meals for a long, long time, I knew how many he had in the freezer all the time.
Yeah.
So as he used them, I could keep a count because he had Lewy body dementia, and I could keep a count of how many meals were used, whether or not he was eating two at a time because he'd forget that he'd had one, or not eating enough. So, and that's, again, part of the fact that we have so many clients on call lists where we're checking with them. Do you want to say to them, you know, do you want to check in your freezer? How many have you got left? And that sort of, it's a bit of a duty of care for us that if our couriers are noticing that they're making a delivery and their freezer has still got those seven meals from the last delivery, they let us know.
Yeah. So,
We try and look after that aspect as well, and then we go back to their case manager or support coordinator or family member to try and just say, look, maybe somebody could have a quick chat to see how they're going with their eating.
I could give you, Claire, give you one supporting comment for that. For the last 15 years, I've been living on TLC meals and sometimes going out on weekends and having some equivalent quality meals. So I'm a great representative of TLC meals.
That's great, Jack. You eating the meals, it keeps you across the quality, doesn't it?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Tried and tested and eaten every day.
Yes.
And we do have regular quality control whereby we get the meals into our office and our staff are the guinea pigs to make sure that everything is going okay.
Yeah.
And even when we're, you know, we've just brought 9 new meals onto the menu, and we really value the feedback that we're getting because, you know, everyone has different tastes and different things, but it's great to have real people to test them on, and they tell us pretty quickly if they're not happy.
I think as well, of course, of being nutritious and, you know, health and safety, it's also amazing to keep it, you know, to have autonomy over what somebody likes and doesn't like you said, and keeping that homemade taste and it looks homemade. It just also provides dignity for people that are eating these meals and having that choice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
And that doesn't always happen when you get factory manufactured meals.
And food is such a big part of everyone's day, isn't it? Everyone's lifestyle.
Yeah.
So for our listeners, our allied health professionals in particular, what's the best way for them to introduce clients to TLC or find out more? I mean, I know, Maureen, that you mentioned that you do offer samples to health professionals to, you know, try the meals. Can you tell us a little bit more about how they can get in touch?
Look, it's we have a 1-800 number, and that 1-800-801-200 will bring you through to our office. And I'm on option 2, which happens to be the NDIS line. I'm happy to take phone calls through there, or my team will take phone calls through there. But even if it just comes through to the general ordering staff or the general staff, they will direct it to the right person. The email address for our general emails is clientservices@tlcmeals.com.au, and any inquiry can come through there. If it's NDIS related, probably better to come more specifically to our team, which is NDIS@tlcmeals.com.au. So I guess that's a good way to start off the conversation.
Mm-hmm. And you said, Maureen, before we got on this morning, that you were out at expos and those sorts of things. Where are you next appearing?
Okay. yes, on next Tuesday, I'll be in Tweed Heads, and this is a one community event, which is a NDIS specific event. And then they've got the next one the day after in Brisbane South. Mm-hmm. And the next one after that is on Thursday at Sunshine Coast.
Okay.
And then I'll be rushing back here. So, yeah, and I do probably of those particular one community events, which is it's pretty specific around NDIS and disability services. And they provide not only on just connecting, but also they look at housing, and they look at mental health and all sorts of things. So we're very involved. We actually have a very close relationship with them and try and do as many events as we can. We also attend, the aged care expos, things like that. Anywhere that there is an opportunity to try and, connect with people within this age and disability industry, we try and get there.
Excellent.
We have printed menu to Danielle, so that if anyone is wanting some copies, which most of the aged care people prefer the printed copy, we have a digital copy. But just if they give us a contact, give us a call, send us an email, and we're happy to send out and mail out a bunch of menus for them.
That is very popular, because a lot of our clients really prefer a hard copy menu that they can spread out and look at. And with our menu, and you might have seen it on the website, our little health attributes, the gluten-free, diabetic-friendly, et cetera, medically low, so all of those things, they're on a coloured icon next to the meal. So people can really easily see which ones may suit their particular nutrition issues. That being said, if they don't have any of those issues, and they've got through life and they don't have to worry about diabetes or gluten intolerance or anything else, then they can just order the ones that they like the sound of. But if they do have those specific issues, it's really easy for them just to look at the colours. That's why we always say, don't just print out the menu if it's not a coloured printer, because it doesn't make as much sense.
Not as clear, yeah.
Yeah, we've spent the money. We've got all boxes and boxes of menus, and we're happy to mail them out. And I think that's a good way for, clients to sort of see exactly what we're doing. But, yeah, we can email the PDF or we can mail the hard copies. Happy to do that. And we get those requests, and we got one from one of the one of our connections, and they said, can you send us out 400 menus, And I thought, yes, I can send 400 menus. So it's not unusual for us to get requests from different care organisations and service providers, where one time they said, can we have 1,000? And I thought, yes, okay, we can send 1,000 menus to you. So we're more than happy to do that, and happy for people to, sort of the health professionals to have a look at them if that's going to be a benefit to them.
That's great. We'll put your 1-800 number and email addresses in the show notes for this episode as well. Thank you so much for joining us, Jack and Maureen. It's been great for our listeners to hear more about TLC and to explore the benefits of your quality home delivered meal service for participants.
Very nice to meet you, Danielle and Claire. Lovely.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Allied Health Podcast. In the show's notes, you'll find links to our free recruitment resources, job opportunities, and healthcare marketplace insights. To listen to new episodes, please subscribe via Apple, Google, or wherever you find your favourite podcasts. And if you've enjoyed the show, please give it a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your therapy colleagues and friends to tune in.